This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. A member of Israel's war cabinet has sought to clarify comments made earlier by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the future of Gaza after the current conflict. Ron Dermer, the Minister of Strategic Affairs, told the BBC that when Mr. Netanyahu said Israel would take overall security responsibility for Gaza, he didn't mean Israel would reoccupy or govern the area. But Mustafa Barghouti, a politician who heads the Palestinian National Initiative, expressed scepticism about Israel's long-term plans for Gaza.
Netanyahu wants Gaza without people. And his original plan was to ethnically cleanse Gaza completely into Egypt. He's failing to do so. But when he says that he wants to keep the security control of Gaza forever, that means he's planning to annex Gaza to Israel and put it under its military occupation. And then when his defense minister and foreign minister say that they don't want to rule the people of Gaza, that means they want occupation without responsibility for the people under their occupation.
Earlier, the United States said it opposed a reoccupation of Gaza by Israel. It said the territory must remain Palestinian land. The International Committee of the Red Cross says a humanitarian convoy delivering life-saving medical supplies has come under fire in Gaza City. The organisation said two of five trucks were damaged and a driver injured, but the convoy was able to deliver the supplies after changing its route. All humanitarian agencies working in the besieged territory have been drawing attention to the extreme conditions for civilians. Faris Al-Jawad is with Doctors Without Borders.
The numbers are almost becoming obsolete at this point. I mean, it's 9,000, 10,000, 3,000 children, 4,000 children. There are people behind these numbers. There are children with smiles and with laughter and with hopes and with dreams that are being taken away from the world forever. And anybody who thinks that that's acceptable on the scale that is happening right now has to really have a serious word with themselves, because it's absolutely wrong.
Israel has held a day of memorial events exactly a month after it was attacked by Hamas, who killed more than 1,400 people. Crowds lit candles and held a minute's silence across the country. Inside Gaza, Israel's retaliation against Hamas has continued. More from Paul Adams.
We've seen pictures of Israeli armoured vehicles right in the heart of Gaza. They say that they have established some kind of foothold. And so I think they are operating with increasing freedom, but this is a large area. It's a very built-up area. There are still, we think, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of civilians there too, in addition to however many Hamas fighters are there. So I don't think any of us should think that the battle for Gaza City is going to be over anytime soon.
World News from the BBC. The president of Chile, Gabriel Boric, has signed a new constitution and urged voters to take part in a referendum next month on whether to approve it. The document was drafted by an elected body over the past year. The current constitution dates back to 1980, when Chile was ruled by General Augusto Pinochet. The Taliban authorities in Afghanistan say at least seven people have been killed and 20 others injured in an explosion in the capital, Kabul. A Taliban police spokesman said the blast took place on a bus in the Dasht-e-Bachi neighbourhood, dominated by the Shia Muslim Hazara community. The Islamic State group has said it carried out the attack. An inquiry into the British government's handling of COVID-19 has been told that the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson offered to inject himself with the virus on live television. Mr. Johnson's close ally and former Chief of Staff Edward Lister said the suggestion had been made in the heat of the moment. Jim Reid reports.
This comment made by Boris Johnson was first mentioned by his former adviser Dominic Cummings in an appearance before MPs in 2021. That the then Prime Minister talked about injecting himself live on television at an early stage of the pandemic, when the threat from COVID was still unclear. Lord Lister also confirmed he overheard a second comment made by Boris Johnson that he would rather let the bodies pile high than impose a second lockdown. Boris Johnson, who will give oral evidence next month, has said in a witness statement that he always attached the highest priority to health in the pandemic.
Research suggests that inflammatory bowel diseases can be detected many years earlier than previously thought by using a routine blood test. Scientists at the Francis Crick Institute, who carried out the study, say the findings could provide a window of opportunity for quicker treatment. BBC News.